The 20 biggest songs of the week. The Hot 20.
Finally, the moment I, and hopefully you, have been waiting for this afternoon. We get to catch up with one of the members of one of Australia's most loved bands at the moment, the Five Piece from Menangle, New South Wales. Won't
make it matter, got good. Hey, it's Elliot from the Rubens in the Hot 20. Ooh, and everything get back, never get back too soon. Out of my mind, I'll be outside looking for you in a different light. This could be the time.
Yeah, talking to Elliot from the Rubens. Hey, mate, how are you?
Hello, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, you guys have been very, very busy. You've announced a new album that's coming out next year. You've rescheduled your tour. You've got a new music video for that single. But I think the main news right now is that ARIA nomination. Congratulations, Living Life Song of the Year.
Thank you. It's very cool. I mean, yeah, with everything else that's going on, it's nice to have a little bit of, you know, good news coming through.
Let's talk about this album, 0202. Now, this is coming out Feb next year, but you've announced it now. Does that mean that it's written, it's complete, and you just have to wait it out until then?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I've got it on my phone. I can listen to it whenever I want to.
Oh my gosh.
It sucks because you sit on something for so long. Like, it can be finished for months and months and months, and you just got to drip feed people songs and stuff. But it's very exciting.
Yeah, I think just in the listener's mind, we think that, like, right up until album release date, it's like working and finalizing the song list and which order you want it to go in. But so now what do you do until Feb? Are you just hanging out?
Write the fifth one, I guess. I don't know.
While you wait for the fourth one, you write the fifth one.
It's honestly the way we work. It's, you know, you're in the studio making a record. That's finished. Then, you know, you go on tour and straight away you're writing for the next record anyway. And the fact that we can't really go on tour right now, it's like, well, you got no excuse. You might as well just start working on the next one.
Well, we're so stoked to see you back on the road next year. Now, one of the songs off of the forthcoming album is Time of My Life, which you guys just dropped a music video for, and it features a bunch of Year 12 students. Tell me about the concept behind the music video.
Yeah, so during COVID, obviously, everyone's going through a tough time, but especially HSC kids who are, you know, have all these life milestones that they would normally be able to do, like 18ths and whatnot. They're kind of not happening anymore. And so we had a lot of kids reaching out to us just on social media and like teachers as well, just asking for, you know, words of encouragement and stuff. And we're like, well, this song for us, while it's not written about their experience, it's about something very similar, like being in a time in your life where you can't actually, you should be able to enjoy it and make the most of it. But whatever it is stopping you from enjoying it now and from, you know, looking forward to the future. So for us, it was like, we can make a video that reflects their experience, and came up with the idea of actually putting some HSC students in the video. And it was a nice thing to be involved with, you know, in a time where we can't actually be there and play shows for these kids and, you know, have a fun time. We can actually reflect a little bit of their experience.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's kind of this full circle of this. The song is about this bittersweet experience, which really wraps up 2020. And I think you guys wrote this before this mess even happened, right?
Yeah, we wrote all of this record before it started, which I think is really lucky in the fact that, like, none of the songs are tainted by, you know, none of them are written about being in lockdown. None of them are about, you know, getting a COVID test. It's fine. They're all just, they're unsullied by this year, which is nice. Some of them were recorded during this time, but not written.
Yeah, and it's probably nice because as artistic as having a swab stuck up your nose could be, that could maybe go on album 5.
Yeah. I just think as well, it's going to date very quickly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any song about a COVID time, you're going to be bored of it. Would come, you know, next month. I saw a tweet from Phoebe Bridgers, an American artist. She said, like, it was right at the start of lockdown. She said, a lot of really, really shitty albums are going to be made this year just because. I was like, she's called it first. She knows.
Yeah, she knows.
Every musician sitting in lockdown thinking, like, I'm going to be so creative. This is my time.
Yeah.
But it can't be everyone's time, can it? We're all in lockdown.
No,
doesn't mean everyone's going to make the most amazing album.
Exactly.
I don't know. 2021, I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so before I let you go, I'm sure you're across Australian Music T-shirt Day because the Rubens have a T-shirt designated for this. It's coming up November 20. What artist or band are you going to be repping?
Ooh, I've got my favorite piece of Australian artist merch is by Shady Nasty, this young Sydney band who we've toured with before. Sweet, lovely dudes. except it's a hoodie, and it's going, you know, it's going to be too warm come November for that. So I think I need to purchase something. I don't know.
You got to purchase it now because with all these delays, you probably won't get it until November 20.
Oh, no. Do you have any suggestions? I'm trying to think now.
Well, but I'm probably going to go.
The thing is, with merch, you go for what looks cool. I mean, I'd wear the merch of a band I don't even listen to if it looked cool.
And that is the real dilemma. But I will say, these, and this may be a bit of a conflict because they're actually in the nominations for Song of the Year as well with you guys. But I am a Lime Cordial fan, and they do make good merch. So that's my tip for you.
That's true. Fair enough. Yep. They've got a good, and I think they make a lot of it themselves, a lot of the designs and stuff.
Yeah,
so at least it's personal for them.
That's right. Louis, one of the singers, he actually designs it all. So I don't know what you're doing in your spare time, Elliot. Are you making t-shirts? Maybe that's something you can add to the regimen.
Shit, I could buy a shitload of Sharpies and start drawing on things.
Yeah, get on it. And send us one before November 20 so we can have it for Australian Music T-shirt Day. Thanks.
It's in the mail.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for catching up. All the best for everything that you've got coming up next year mostly, but it's going to be a good year and we are so grateful that you could sit down and have a chat.
Thanks very much for having me.
The 20 biggest songs of the week. The Hot 20.